the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers are having difficulty accessing repair parts, and some new tractor sales have been halted due to striking John Deere workers. The strike involving more than 10,000 workers at 14 John Deere plants began October 14th when workers rejected Deere's union contract. Among the plants is one in Grovetown near Augusta. A Farm Journal report says workers anticipate remaining on strike for the rest of the year. A Farm Progress report shows farmers need to keep an eye on their precision ag equipment, such as auto guidance monitors and antennas, after a string of thefts. While no one is too sure, the report says it's either a quick way to make a buck or the computer chip shortage is behind the thefts. They say the best prevention is to lock everything up at night or unplug precision equipment at night and store it in a safe place. Food prices continue to rise, and consumers across the country are adjusting their shopping habits. A successful farming report says overall food prices were 4.6% higher in September than last year. Beef prices were up 17%, and pork prices almost 13% higher than 2020. Egg prices were up 12%. The USDA's food price outlook is still projecting that higher food prices will ease a bit in 2022, with any future increases more in line with historical averages. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.